dirt on the mother's floor.
Uh-huh. How about something with coal, though? You know, if you had a coal pile outside, and then you'd go out to the coal pile with a small container that you'd and bring some coal in, just enough maybe to fill the stove once more.
Well, we call that a coal bucket.
Okay.
They have them, and always did have. We didn't burn coal in this country till I got 50 years old, and then I went to buying coal.
Just wood until then?
It wood until then.
Uh-huh.
And then you just take a square point shovel, go in this coal pile, and scoop up this coal bucket full of coal and bring it in to use it overnight.
I see. What do you call that part of the stove that goes out of the house, you know, that attaches to the stove and goes out the house?
Stove flue.
Okay. Now, what is the difference between a stove flue and the stove pipe?
Well, the flue is from the roof on up, and the pipe runs from the stove up to this flue.
I see. You call that a stove pipe?
That's a stove pipe.
Okay. And something, if you had a load of dirt, you were going to move it from one place to another, you have this thing with one wheel and two handles.
A wheel bar.
Yeah.
We use them yet. They've always been in use all my life, and I have one now.
Uh-huh.
And I move dirt around where I want it, this little dirt.
I see. If you took a car into a filling station, and you might ask them, they might get underneath and squirt stuff up there, you're saying, what are they doing to the car?
Well, we'd be, I don't know the name of that, but they'd be putting stuff on there to keep the rust, water and mud from rusting the metal.
Yeah, well, this is something to make, so it doesn't squeak.
Agreed.
Yeah.
And grease the car.
Pardon?
That's what we call grease the car.
Right.
Grease.
Yeah, yeah. And if there was some of that stuff on your hands, you know, you'd say my hands feel kind of
greasy.
Yeah. And you might have them check the water and the
oil.
Yeah. And what did they used to burn before you had electricity? You used to burn something in lamps.
A coal oil.
I see. Did you ever call that anything else?
Well, we had kerosene, and coal oil was all the same. Some people call it kerosene. Everybody had a gallon can of, 75 years ago, everybody had a gallon can of, and they'd go to town, they'd say, I've got to get some kerosene.
Uh-huh.
I've got to get coal oil.
Right.
It's all the same.
I see. Did you ever make a lamp with a bottle or a can and you just put a rag in it?
Oh, yeah.
Did you have a name for that? What would you call such a...
Well, I don't know if we ever had a name for it, but we, in playing, we'd have a playhouse out in the grove,
uh-huh.
like that down there,
yeah.
and we'd have a light down there, and we called them the pine torch.
Pine torch?
Yeah.
Now, what was that made? How was that made?
Well, we'd take old stumps, old pine stumps was rich,
mm-hmm.
and we'd go to this dump, and we'd get off little slivers,
mm-hmm.
and put in that can, and then they would burn without putting any fluid on them.
I see.
And then I'd make a pine torch. And sometime we'd take that pine torch, cut it that long, have this in the burning.
Mm-hmm.